Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm joined by two new guests to Chip Chat, Thor Sewell and Wes Shamanik of our technical computing team. Hi, guys.
Hi, Allison.
Hi, Allison.
So, guys, can you please tell us what you do?
Sure. My name's Thor Sewell, and I'm the director of our technical computing marketing team, and we focus in on HPC and workstations and the synergies and what they mean to the industry.
Hi, Allison. My name is Wes Shamanik. I'm the strategic marketing manager for technical computing. I work for Thor Sewell. I look after workstations with an interest in high-performance computing as well.
Now, today's topic is workstations. Can you tell me a little bit about how they're used and what makes them different from a typical desktop computer?
Yeah, sure. Workstations are branded uniquely by the OEM, and it's a promise of value that they're providing to the customer. The promise encompasses additional and unique certification and validation that the OEM provides for a particular application. And these are workstation or professional CAD applications or animation applications. The systems are purpose-built for those applications. And there's also a level of tuning that goes into those workstation systems. Graphics is one area of tuning where the drivers are optimized. And then tuning from the application standpoint to make sure that that customer experience equals the brand promise of a workstation.
If you were in the market for a new platform and you were choosing between a typical workstation, a mobile workstation, and a digital workbench, how would you make that selection?
Allison, great question. And I actually think there's a fourth category there. The first one's probably, do I need a workstation, right? And I think it's the workstation experience that's probably most important. And I think when you compare a desktop to a entry workstation, I think you'll find a significant difference in just the experience that you get. The next question is do you want to have it be a desktop workstation or do you want it to be a mobile workstation? It's probably the next thing that I would be looking at. And there I'd ask the question, well, can I design for my customer or do I want to design with my customer? I think there's significant advantages to designing with your customer and how quickly you can iterate through ideas and come to a conclusion. And the last one, it's probably the most important one, is do you need an entry professional workstation or do you need that digital workbench? That digital workbench is a whole step function change in how you work. It allows you to introduce new workflows. It allows you to take full advantage of that dual Xeon 5500 processing system that's part of a workstation. It allows you to play more what-ifs. It allows you to do digital prototyping. And it allows you to do really neat things like algorithmic design, which really change the way that you work and accelerate your innovation.
Now, Intel recently introduced the 5500 series processor family. It's been getting great attention in the market. What does this mean for the workstation segment in particular?
This is one of the biggest jumps in performance we've seen from one generation to the next with the Xeon family. It provides more performance, more features, and it's all within the same thermal envelope. So, you know, it means a lot for the workstation user to be able to get that additional performance from the reliable OEM vendors they're used to be able to run that application or applications more responsively and with greater performance than they've ever seen before, in increasing their productivity and their time to iterate and innovate and actually get a product to market.
Are there any new technologies beyond pure performance that are driving new capabilities to the workstation platform?
When we were looking at the 5500, we actually focused on three particular pillars. One was intelligent performance. Another one would have been automated energy efficiency. And the last one is flexible expandability. And those all play into what we're doing with the 5500. You know, with the 5500, you start to see new technologies that, like Turbo Boost, that gives you the power to create faster than ever before. It gives you performance on demand. You've got Intel hyper-threading technology, which maximizes your parallel application performance. And then, of course, there's our Intel QuickPath architecture, which is a significant difference in architecture and really drives a significant difference in performance.
If we add all these technologies together, what can the user expect in terms of new capabilities on their workstation platform?
The additional technologies that come with the Xeon 5500 series workstations, you know, allow for greater memory capacity and bandwidth, if you have dealing with larger model sizes, lower latency for greater responsiveness, because the way the N5500 is architected, you know, all of those translate into real performance and greater experience for the workstation user.
What is on the horizon for workstations, and where is your vision in terms of moving this very unique platform forward?
I think fundamentally Moore's Law will continue, and in our TikTok model, that the tick now is a new manufacturing process, 32 nanometers, that we'll see with the Westmere family of processors. That will enable more capability within the same thermal envelope. So additional frequency, additional cores, or a combination of those things. But we're talking about intelligent cores, intelligent compute capability that enables, you know, greater performance regardless of the workload. Another area of innovation is around solid-state drives, and those are a way of adding additional performance. And then the other area is continuation of I.O. as we work with enabling the ecosystem.
Well, thanks so much, guys. It sounds like you're working on helping deliver anything from the entertaining to the aspirational. It was a pleasure to have you on the program today.
Thanks, Alice.
Thanks, Alice.